Yesterday, a tax panel that can put reforms in the ballot announced a plan that would cap the amount of taxes and fees that can be collected by Florida's cities, counties, and school districts. It's one of several proposals expected to be issued this week by the Taxation and Budget Reform Commission, the bipartisan group of non-elected officials who convene every two decades to try to revamp the state's system of funding. This particular proposal is receiving a thumbs down from local and school board officials, who said the proposal would freeze Florida in its position as being 37th in the nation in teacher salaries. Wayne Blanton told the Miami Herald that such a proposal would make Florida below average in Florida and be proud of it, and it keeps us there. Democrat Charlie Justice represents Pinellas and Hillsborough counties in the state Senate. He told WMNF he doesn't know much about this particular plan, but what he's heard so far, he is not impressed by.
I have not reviewed that one at all. I saw it come out on the wire this morning. But I think that we have a representative form of government, that we elect people to make those decisions. And unless we want to get to a point of, you know, having referendums on everything, we've got to be very careful about some of these proposals. That said, the upside would be maybe citizens would actually start showing up at their city council budget meetings and county commission. If you watch those on TV, like I do once in a while, you see that there's very few people in the audience, the same four or five people. If it made people actually turn up and tune into what's going on, that could be a good thing. But as far as blocking something hard and fast, you know, lock it down forever, I just am leery of that.
Amendment 1 passed, surprised a lot of people by how much it passed by.
Sure.
And yet others are still trying to get this 1.35% tax that Marco Rubio is behind, that I believe Senator Bennett says he's going to bring up again. So there's obviously there's a mood for more property tax relief. But having said that, as you know, you've got some budget deficits up there in Tallahassee to deal with, and you've got a lot of programs to pay for. What's going to budge here in March when this legislature gets together?
Well, if I knew that, we wouldn't have to go through session. We could just be done today. Absolutely. We've got some tough answers, and I think the Amendment 1 was, I describe it as physical therapy. It feels good for a while, but what we really need is major surgery. And we've got some relief. I'm hoping that the commission will give us some reform. And we need to diversify Florida's economy and Florida's state budget. We rely now too heavily on property taxes to pay for local services, too high on sales tax to pay for basic needs. We've got to diversify that to where we don't feel the ebb and flow of the economy as much, to where we have to go in and cut $1 billion out of the budget. That's hard to do, and it puts people out of work.
What do you think of former Senator McKay's proposal, what he tries to bring up all the time, to look at all the different exemptions and all those items that receive sales taxes?
Well, I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with reviewing them. His does not call for repeal, a review. And if you say you can't review them, that there's something wrong with that. I think his, you know, cuts your property taxes by 40%. I think that what everyone recognizes now, that our property tax system is out of whack. When one neighbor can pay $800, the other neighbor pay $2,000, and the next pay $4,000, all for the same exact house, philosophically, there seems to be something wrong with that, and not the best way to rely on funding our local services.
Are there any particular issues that you want to see that maybe happen? I know you guys are obviously still in the minority here, but you have the ability now to stop what Republicans can do. Anything that you, on your particular agenda this session?
Well, I think that the budget is going to suck the air out of pretty much every other issue going on in Tallahassee. How do you pay for anything that you're proposing? How do you pay for anything that's coming up? How do you stop your issue that you like from being gutted too much? We see at the university level and education funding that we need more funds, not less. And how can we make sure that those are held as harmless as possible? And I think it also shows the height of hypocrisy when Tallahassee says you've got to cut property tax, and cut spending. And yet, last year, we increased property taxes. Legislature increased property taxes by over $500 million. The governor's budget has $330 million increase in property taxes. It's just absolutely hypocritical.
Hey, Bill Young has said he's going to run for another session in Congress. Any thoughts about running against him?
My plans are to complete the Senate term that the good people of Senate District 16 elected me to in November of 2006. And obviously, if he had retired, it would have been a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But we felt it was very important to continue the term unless something extraordinary happened.